The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When I was your age, there was a show on TV called Mission Impossible. I don't know if you've ever seen any of that in the reruns. Peter Graves played the secret agent, Jim Phelps, who received his instructions on an audio tape that would self-destruct after he heard it. He was given seemingly impossible assignments and risked his life for America in every episode, and yet nothing was really impossible for Mr. Phelps, our hero. Things often turned out differently than planned, but he always overcame any setbacks and saved the Western world in a single episode. And of course, he did so twice as fast as Tom Cruise did in his later Mission Impossible movies. Well, the events leading up to Jesus' birth read like a whole series of Mission Impossibles. Today's Feast of the Immaculate Conception. Mary was preserved from sin, the effects of original sin and personal sin right from the first moment of her conception. For Joachim and Anne, her parents, this was impossible. But nothing is impossible with God. Then the Annunciation. Angel Gabriel told Mary that though she was a virgin, she would conceive a son. And not just any son, the Son of the Most High. The Messiah whose reign would be without end. How could this be? For a simple woman to be the mother of God, the mother of her Creator, was logically impossible. But nothing is impossible with God. Moreover, Mary's elderly aunt, or cousin, whatever she was, Elizabeth, was thought to be sterile. And now she was in her 6 month of pregnancy. Mary was astonished. So the angel went on to remind her that nothing is impossible with God. At which point Mary responded, "I am the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be done to me as you say." God had a plan for Mary, but she still had to open her heart to what God was asking of her. And she could do this because she was a woman of prayer, a woman who always wanted to do God's will. And now that she knew what that was, she was willing to take the risk of saying yes. God has a plan for your life as well. He has given you everything you need to fulfill His plan for you, including gifts of intellect and the opportunity for an excellent education here at Catholic High. But like Mary, you have to say yes for these opportunities to make a difference. You have to open your heart to whatever God is asking of you. Near the end of every school year, I come here for that inspiring day when young men from Catholic High sign their letters of intent to enter the seminary. 6 years ago, it was Stephen Elser and Joseph de Orbegozo. 5 years, it was Keith Higginbotham. 4 years ago, it was John Miskin. 3 years ago, Joseph Friend. 2 years ago, for Brian Kundal and Stephen Kelly. Last year, for Isidro Negrete and Daniel Wendell. And later in the summer, Chandler Donaldson. Plus other Catholic High graduates who recently have entered the seminary, though not right out of high school, including Stephen Hart, Ben Riley, Alex Booth, and Patrick Friend, who was a teacher here. Do you realize that at least 14 of our current 41 seminarians are recent Catholic High graduates? This is something of which you should be really proud. I certainly am. They were able to do this because every single one of those 14 were men of prayer. I visit with them regularly, and I can report to you that they're doing great. And they want to know which of you will be joining them next year. All of the biblical figures I mentioned at the beginning of this homily were told that nothing would be impossible for God, but they weren't given the details of what will happen or how it will happen. In order to trust God's providence, we have to nurture our relationship with Jesus. And that means a constant prayer life. And it means that we will have the grace to live each moment if we choose to do God's will. You seniors that are here, when you started as freshmen, maybe you wondered if you're going to make it through this school. And if you really think about it and are honest, it's by God's grace that you're sitting here today. The problems we humans have is that we want to know every detail in advance. And we want to take the path that will make us feel the most secure. You know, if Mary had needed to know every detail in advance, she would have said no to God. Since doing His will means that we rely on Him without knowing for sure all the details. God is calling every single one of you to do something in His plan. But what He's calling you to will not be what makes you feel most secure. It will not be what gets you to retirement faster. And it will not be what brings you the least amount of problems. What He's calling you to is follow His Son. Open your hearts to Jesus, and He will show you what He has specifically in mind for you. He will show you how to live for something bigger than yourself. He will show you how to make a difference, not only in your own life, but in the life of other people. And just as in previous years, God is calling some of you to the priesthood. All of you who are Catholics should at least consider this. You never know what you really are created to be unless you at least begin to talk to God in prayer. All of you will make the most important decisions in your entire life in the course of the next couple of years. Decisions that will set the course of your life for the rest of your life. Don't pick what is safe. Because if you just pick what is safe, that means that your decision is based on fear. Open your hearts to God who makes the impossible possible for us. So, I ask you, are you a man of prayer? If not, how in the world are you going to know what God wants you to do with your life? Are you afraid to open your heart to the possibility that God may be calling you to the priesthood? Isn't courage one of the values that you try to grow in here at Catholic High? Mary was afraid too. But the angel told her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God." And then when Mary hesitated, the angel reminded her, "Nothing is impossible with God." 14 of your Catholic High brothers have already responded, like Mary did. "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be done as you will." That should be your response to the Lord too, whatever that call in your life may be. Don't be afraid to say yes to the Lord.